The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, the 25th. February the 25th, 2026, here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, and Ben's in here with me. You and me, Ben.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Great. Great. It's Wednesday. It's hump day.
It is. It's National Clam Chowder Day, too.
Whoa. Do you like clam chowder?
I can eat it.
I like the Anderson Rotary makes some of the greatest clam chowder, and I haven't had any of that. So, Anderson Rotary, maybe you ought to bring in a, you know, next time you make some, tell me where you're going to be at, and I'll go find it, or just bring me in about a half gallon of it. No, you eat it for a bit, you know, a week. National Days today.
It was National Clam Chowder Day, National Chocolate-Covered Nut Day. So nuts and chocolate.
Yep.
Also on this day in 1964, Muhammad Ali knocks out Sonny Liston for his first world title.
Yeah. Wow. You know, he fought him again. Too, and that fight lasted like a minute and a half or something. One of them was a secret punch. Nobody really saw it go in, but people had spent incredible amounts of money to see the fight, be in there. Hadn't even sat down in their seats, and the fight was over that quick. So, Muhammad Ali, who then went on to reign as the heavyweight champion for many years, had a very spicy life, you might say. It's in the news a lot. Had refused to be inducted into the military, and because of his religion, which he had converted to Muslim at that point. So, did you see the I know. I think I know what the answer is on this. Did you see the State of the Union last night?
Saw some of it.
Okay. All right. We're going to talk a little bit about that when we get back. But first, mostly cloudy today with a high near 65 and a low around 47 tonight. Doesn't say anything about rain, just cloudy. And then, Thursday, the same thing. A high near 70, though, Thursday. And a low around 50. And then Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 74. And a 30% chance of rain after 4 a.m. Saturday, a chance of rain before 10 a.m. Then showers and thunderstorms after 10 a.m. Chance of a precipitation is 40%. So, you got a 60% chance none of that's going to happen. Lows are going to be in the high 40s. Sunday, a chance of rain and thunderstorms. The Monday, slight chance of rain. Mostly sunny, though, with a high near 71. And Tuesday, sunny with a high near 72. So maybe we're coming into the couple of weeks of sun that are, you know, and that can dry out everything. In the weather report, always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business based in Anderson. Been there for close to 30 years. Chuck and Judy started it. Kenny started it about 30 years ago, and they've got three generations of their family are working at the business at Shasta Gas Propane. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans. They do a lot. They do a tremendous amount for our community and provide outstanding service for their customers. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay, I'm kind of like you. I watch parts. It turns out it was the longest State of the Union address ever. The old record was an hour and 40 minutes by Bill Clinton. And President Trump did an hour and 48 minutes. So, and he stuck to the script, from what I understand, mostly. The some of the Democrats chose not to come. They went to their counter State of the Union address. It's kind of like, to me, it's kind of like Super Bowl. If you didn't want to watch Bad Bunny, you could watch Kid Rock. It's childish on the Democrats' part. But then other things happened. Al Green got kicked out right at the beginning because he was holding a sign about apes. And if you remember last year, he was also escorted, or last Day of the Union, he was also escorted out from shouting and yelling. So it's not a first. And then you had the illustrious congresswomen from Minnesota that were doing, saying things. One of them had wearing a prominent pen that said F ICE, except it was spelled out. And they called, one of them called Trump a murderer and you're killing America and all this. So I remember when that one congressman during President Obama's speech yelled liar at him for things that Obama was saying. And, I mean, the whole world came crashing down on him. You know, Democrats said there's no call for that. But obviously, we've moved over, but it's okay. Democrats can say that. There is no room, in my opinion, for that. You know, the Democrats let people know how they felt when anything that the Republicans would stand up and applaud for, Democrats would just sit there on their hands. And then Trump said to them, I ask those who believe that the American government should be protecting Americans instead of illegal and keeping Americans safe instead of illegal aliens, please stand. Well, none of the Democrats stood. So you're going to see that again in commercials and ads during the midterms and other times. He also, now the one thing they all seemed to agree on is when he brought the hockey team in. And everybody stood up and cheered, and there were chants of USA, USA. So that was cool. So see, here's the hockey team kind of brought everybody back together again. He said on the Presidential Medal of Freedom is going to go to the goalie for the U.S. hockey team. And athletes have gotten this award before. Maybe not as quick as this one has, but I think it was a good gesture. It was, you're recognizing one person, but as even Jack Hughes, who scored the winning goal, said that the goalie was the star of the show that night. And let me see, he talked about the economy, and he talked about saying that Iran will never get the nuclear device, no matter what lengths it takes to stop them. The forecast from Trump's attacks on the Democrats and Democrats' dismissive response was hard to miss. It's going to be, and this one reporter said, it's going to be a dark and stormy year. So there. You can watch it. I'm sure you can find and watch the whole speech. And with that, we are going to take... We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we've got a registrar voters representative with us.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peace. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our Nin at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Your next outdoor adventure starts this weekend at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids activities, guides, lodges, and demos all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Redding and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. At this event, Saturday, February 28th, at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, let me see, some local things before I get to my guest. The Park Food Truck Hub returns to downtown Redding at the end of the month here, featuring live free concerts every week. It opens Friday, February the 27th at 5 p.m. and will be expanding hours for the coming months. It's going to be open 7 days a week in March, April, and May. Local thing that's happening. The Big League Dreams is got new people, and they've got new things they're doing. They're making a big comeback as they forward with repairs, new events, and added entertainment. You all know the sad history of all this and what happened. And the city's now taken over, and officials have invested $408,000 in repairs, and including $8,000 to keep the batting cages operational. They've got the restaurant going. They're going to be having laser tag, got all types of stuff. And so we're not going down silently. They're giving it their best shot at trying to keep that place open. Again, one of those places that for the recreation of our community, the baseball fields, the hockey rink, or skating rink in there. It's not ice, of course. And let me see. Well, I tell you what. My guest today is Brent Turner, who is Assistant Registrar of Voters, and Brent stops by every so often. And today, though, what we're going to address is your long hair and your heavy metal rock background.
Yeah.
That's perfect. If you look at Brent today,
you'd fall in love. Like you did, Carol.
You might say he's hair challenged.
Yeah.
And Assistant Registrar of Voters, doing those kind of things for the people. But tell me how you got into the, I mean, this, I saw something where they actually had video of you.
Yeah.
So, tell us about Brent Turner and how you got into the heavy metal scene.
Well, in those videos, just to be clear, are of me playing in a rock band. They're not the Putin style videos that are making headlines right now. So, and let's talk about your hair, by the way, Carl. For those that don't know what Carl looks like, he's not only devilishly clever, but devilishly handsome and not hair challenged in the least.
I had my hair cut yesterday.
Very good.
I'm getting away from me.
Next door?
No. Okay. Hey, Cypress Square Barbershop. Oh, good. It's the only place I've been going for 17 years. If you listen to the station like you should.
I do.
To find out what's going on, you would hear that at 8:30 every morning. Hey, okay. So when you were growing up,
yeah,
where were you?
I was in the Bay Area.
Okay.
Started my life in San Francisco Bay Area and mm-hmm. and moved around quite a bit. But, you know, like everyone else, the Beatles hit. And if you're of that era, and everybody wanted to play in a rock band. So that's what happened to me, and it, you know, created a
So
big
did
part
you
of my
start
life.
Your own? You know, they talk about garage bands.
Yeah.
Where kids, young adults, whatever, get into band, I mean, get into the garage, and they were just rocking in there because, they formed their own band. And so is that kind of what happened with you?
Pretty much. You know, the bug infected me.
And how old were you?
Well, you know, we all first heard the Beatles in 65 when I was 3. But, you know, it just really manifested around 14, 15, where I realized
in the 70s.
I was going to, you know, take that path. And it took me on an interesting road through Hollywood and created a lot of fun stories for me to share. And just recently, the band had a 40th anniversary, and we created a new tune and put that out. And, you know, it's fun.
Okay, so when did you go to – now, it was heavy metal, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Beatles were not heavy metal.
No.
But there were so many
– well, hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
McCartney, after hearing Sympathy for the Devil by the Stones, said to John, you want to hear something really scary? And of course, that was Helter Skelter. So Helter Skelter is right there as a metal tune.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, what about – okay, so you – you and your friends formed a band, and you know, and your band played for a long time and around a lot of spots. So, when you formed, what happens then? I'm married to a professional singer.
Yes,
but she's been in a lot of bands.
Yeah,
and you know, but not the heavy metal type.
No.
Because it's got its own genre, and it's got its own music, and it's got its own followers.
Well, now, if I recall correctly, your wife was with the Gold Diggers. It was
that was not a heavy metal band.
No, there was some alcohol going on, which is probably one similarity, I'm sure, around the Rat Pack and that world. But
you know what? Dean Martin and all of his supposedly being drunk and all that.
Yeah, that was a shtick.
Yeah, he was drinking apple juice there. Yeah. And the girls had kind of, you know, strict rules about uh-huh. things they could do. Uh-huh. But
that's more interesting than my story.
Well, it is interesting. Oh, but I'm talking about okay. you today. And so you got the band started.
Yeah.
And how many members?
Five. A singer, a bass, two guitars, and vocalist.
You sang, right?
I said vocalist twice, but drummer, I should say. Okay. I like to sing nowadays and get mm-hmm. up and for situations. But back then I was a rhythm guitar player, songwriter.
Okay.
And off we went from San Francisco to Hollywood and hit those years of, you know, Motley Crue, Sunset Strip.
Yeah.
And those were interesting years.
Interesting times.
Yes, interesting times, and good to survive. A lot of my bandmates and associates did not, and that's part of
really?
the story.
Did the lifestyle got to them?
Lifestyle, motorcycles, suicide, you know, the whole gamut of...
In your band itself?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, management passed away, our roadies, you know, that made us sort of infamous, but... we never hit the big time like a lot of my pals did, you know, that were coming out of the same scene of either San Francisco with Metallica or, you know, L.A. had some good bands get signed.
Linda says, you know, because she's been around the music industry in Nashville and she's down in L.A., she says a lot of times it's the wrong, you know, it's that moment when the person coming to see you maybe having a bad day, and maybe that's not what they were looking for. The band could be great.
That's right.
Actor could be great.
Yeah.
But it just wasn't what they were looking for.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's a very, there's a lot of nepotism in Hollywood.
True.
There's all those sorts of who you know. So with us, we were of the mindset to push it as far as possible and to antagonize the industry to see if that would result, and it did not. It just, as I say when I teach kids about not doing drugs or alcohol when I go to schools and preach, end of the story is I say to them, and then do you know what happened? And they all lean forward, and then I say, everybody died. Do you want to die? And they say no. I say, well, then don't drink, don't even vape.
Oh, yeah. Vaping's bad. Okay.
I think they're here for you, Carl.
I wish. Yeah, I can get in that ambulance. You know what? I like to ride around. I've ridden in the back of ambulances, and it's not that much fun. It's not that much fun. Did it all hit you at one time that, okay, we've ridden this pony as far as we're going to ride it?
Well, I'll give you the end of the story. There was a DJ by the name of Gino Michelini working for KLOS, and he said to me, hey, Turner, love your stuff, listening to it, but your singer's dead, your manager's dead, your drummer's dead, your roadies are dead. He said, I think your project is pretty much dead in the water. And when he said it, as resistant as I was to giving in, I had a cold chill run down me, and I thought, time to leave town. And I did that. I went on to go to San Diego and started up a real estate company.
But you gave it your shot.
Hey, I gave it my all.
And then you had a 40-year reunion.
Yeah.
Was there anybody just left besides you?
I know. But there's new players
that
enjoyed, as we say, dropping a single after 40 years. So that was fun. And we just did that recently. We did a tune called On the Fade and mm-hmm. Released it under the band name Mad Rain, which was my Hollywood band. And,
okay.
And it's been fun.
All right. See, here's something you never knew about your
assistant. I appreciate it.
Registrar of Voters. He had a life before he was up here.
Can you believe it? And it was predominantly built around elections. But that is my past, my youth.
Yeah. It was an interesting article. And I like that when I see things like that, that people doing things you would never picture them doing. I mean, my hook to the entertainment industry is Linda, and she tells stories that are hilarious, and other stories are not hilarious.
No.
There's, you know, that when she went and auditioned for the first time for the Dean Martin, and She was 19 years old. She didn't even really know that much about Dean Martin. And she showed up a couple minutes late because she couldn't get a parking spot. And she comes running down the hallway, and they're wearing leotards and a skirt. And as she's there, the door opens up, and these three or four dancers come out. And one of them looks at him. She says, "They're looking for a type, honey." And of course, she goes, "A type?" Well, then it turns out that she and the other lady was there, brought in. They kept bringing in others all week long. And, you know, forming this group, and then somebody be there for a day and leave and all that. And the following Monday, they said, okay, we've got four costumes. And Linda didn't know to that day till they said that she was hired. She just thought it was just, they wouldn't say anything. Mm-hmm. So you had other, you know, and because they were looking for a type of, you know, what a woman would look like. For this group of gold diggers, but she said she's seen that throughout her career of seeing people that were just would be stars, but it just wasn't the person time.
Well,
the timing was off.
The Brady Bunch teaches us that you got to fit the suit. That's the Greg Brady story. Is it? You got to fit the suit when he was Johnny Bravo. The record guy told him, "Don't take it personally, kid. You fit the suit." So, you know, they had somebody else wearing the suit previous.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to take a quick break here. Hey, the Reading Rodeo Association last year held auditions for singers for the national anthem, and it was such a big success. They're doing it again this year. It's going to be a live audition. It's going to be conducted March 21st. It's going to be down at the Reading Rodeo Clubhouse, and they are searching for voices that can capture the spirit of rodeo, bold, powerful, and unforgettable. And having set through 33 national anthems last year, I heard everything from good to stupendous, and then a couple that couldn't remember the words. You have to bring a recent photograph. Bring a complete contact information, be ready to sing the national anthem a cappella, and you sign up for your audition time slot at readingrodeo.com. And you've also got to ensure your availability on May 13th, 14th, 15th, or 16th to be part of this. So,
An easy song.
No, they've already. Oh, it's a hard song. You know that. I mean, the range in it and the changes and the. It's not an easy song. And you're going to come in and sing a cappella. They're going to hand you a microphone. And you're going to hold that microphone. It's not attached to anything. And there's going to be four or five judges. And you're going to sing your heart out. And we heard such great, great singers last year. So it's opening up. It's something, if you're interested in this, go to www.readingrodeo.com and sign up for an audition time. And the reason we're doing that is last year everybody showed up. And so some people were waiting and you came in the order that you showed up. Some people were there for like 3 hours. And, this way you can get there not have to wait very long. You'll be in shaded areas, water and all that will be available. And parents, if you've got a child, you're not going in there. It's because you're not going to be out on the stage, the national stage, because this is going to be nationally televised. So, please, if you're a singer and you want to do this, come on down. March 21st. All right, let's take a quick break.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Reading Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Reading Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Reading Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part. Thank you.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22 12 6 42.
Everybody calls us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Is that heavy metal?
Yes, this is.
Who's that?
This is the man you have in the studio here.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Is that the newest one?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is his new song.
We may have to use that as bumper music.
Yeah, I like it.
Part of it. Yeah, it's not bad.
I like that beginning. Riff.
Yeah. What's it called?
On the Fade.
On the Fade by the...
Mad Rain.
Mad Rain, is that the name of your...
Band.
Band, okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Went through schools, of course, but then he's perfected it. He's gotten so good at it, I call him the Windshield Whisperer. Because whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it quickly, and then guarantee it for the life of the windshield. If you're not sure, sometimes these little minor chips, but some you get a little bit deeper. And those are the ones that when you get water in them, they can be structurally unsafe. week that you, once you get them filled, then they're fine. But should you or not? Well, how about a free inspection and analysis? Bring your windshield and the vehicle down to 3208 South Market Street and let Jeff look at it. He's an honest guy. He'll tell you, no. But if you do decide to get it fixed, he guarantees it. I mean, he fixed a crack on my windshield in 2007, and you still couldn't see it. That's what a great job he did when I sold the truck like 17 years later. So you're not going to be disappointed. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You can call them at 530-241-8373 for an appointment. Or just, you know, hey, come on, I'd like you to take a look at my vehicle. Sure, he does it. And it's locally owned, locally operated, and it's a better-known business. Stay local, my friend. I'm here with Brent Turner, who is Assistant Registrar of Voters. In your opinion, you took over an office. All the leadership was gone at that point. One resigned, or retired, I should say, and the other one was fired. Mm-hmm. Was the morale at that point kind of like at a low point?
I think it registered exactly -3 on a 1 to 10.
I can understand that. You got a guy coming in here and he's throwing out allegations and other things, and then the assistant registrar gets fired.
Yeah.
I can imagine there was a lot of unrest. The troops were not happy.
No. And of course, our main duty is to the public, and then secondarily, we want to make sure that staff is happy and able to function. And
if the staff is functionable and the morale's up, then you can accomplish missions.
Absolutely.
If it's not, it's harder.
Well, the miracle on Market Street, what we call the miracle on Market Street, which was the last election, the first one we conducted with new leadership, that, you know, is the answer to the question, because all in all, with all the personalities and all the past and everything that's happened, in the moment of truth, that was a great election where there's been no contestation, no issues have arisen. It was a clean election from both sides. This was my first election.
I didn't hear anything. Did you? I don't remember anything written, but I don't watch all the Facebook posts and all that. Yeah. But
I was just going to say this was my first election behind the curtain. I've witnessed hundreds of elections from a civil rights activist perspective, but this was my first one behind the curtain, so I can testify that that was a good, clean election. And it inspired voter confidence, which is key.
That's right. You are a liberal Democrat.
I am.
He is, my friend.
I am.
But
that's why you love me, and I love you, Carl.
It is, because this is the way we should be able to talk to our liberal Democrat brethren.
Yeah.
And even though we don't agree on everything.
Well, I'm a different kind of liberal Democrat, and like you're, you know, have interesting sides. We all do.
We all do, and we can't forget that. Yeah. Okay, so when did the staff start buying in?
Well, it's always a work in progress. They do great work, regardless of whatever philosophies or that. But I think that as time has evolved, they've gotten used to different styles of leadership. And of course, you know, it's hard to, as I mentioned when I came on board, I'm never going to replace the past folks, because they're all, you know, high school buddies.
Mm-hmm.
And so coming in, you know, as a person from out of town, and not being a local, you have your work cut out for you. But, you know, I think again, the work speaks for itself, and, people can look at my past and realize I've been doing this for 25 years pro bono. You know, this is my first time being an actual registrar.
Okay. Yeah, we're with Brent Turner, he's Assistant Registrar of Voters. So we got to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Country fans, are you ready? Just drop those boots and save the date for Sunday, April 26th at 7:30 p.m. The Event Center is bringing the heat with rising American country star Chase Matthews. Live in concert. Get ready for the signature Lo Sung Twang and powerhouse performance. Featuring fan favorites like Darlin and his gold-certified debut single, Love You Again. The show is gonna sell out fast, so grab your tickets today. Just $40 plus fees. Make a night of this incredible country event and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlu's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
North State Park's annual Celebration of North State Wine is back with another panel of fine wine with award-winning wines served by the North State's best wineries being held at the newly remodeled Holiday Inn with fine appetizers by their new chef. 20's theme is accented by Lady Bot and the Bluebirds on stage. 20's attire is suggested. This event sells out every year, so don't miss the fun. Saturday night, March 7th at the Holiday Inn. Tickets can be purchased at pcpark.org.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go. And come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The only real estate agent I trust right here in Redding and Shasta County is Josh Barker with Josh Barker Real Estate. Now, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Sean.
For homeowners that are planning to list a property for sale, when should they start preparing and what key steps should they prioritize during the initial stages?
You know, that's actually a really good question. We've learned that the most successful sellers will actually get started early. So they'll normally meet with us long before spring and really identify what types of home improvements they might want to consider so they can maximize their value when they bring the home to the market. We'll also discuss things like marketing strategy, what types of things we want to do to maximize the benefit when we start promoting it up and down the state and across the country. And the final thing we'll do is have a broad stroke conversation around price, just knowing that we'll actually refine that price at the very end, just before we get live, so we can maximize every penny possible.
Go online to reddinghomes.com or just Google Josh Barker.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody? Julie, hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, it's hump day. You remembered. Okay. 7:48 in the morning here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 54 degrees out there. It looks like we have a cloudy day. Didn't say anything about rain. But temperatures are moderate, mostly cloudy, with a low around 47 tonight. We are here with Brent Turner, who is Assistant Registrar of Voters. Now, this was a completely new system, right, of voting, of not maybe voting, but how we were going to tally the count, correct?
Not completely new, but new. Yeah, there were new pieces of it. Clint put in some new upgraded surrounding procedures.
There was an area where you wanted observers. They could sit there in a spot for like 20 of them, and that's there great. Was TV screens.
Yeah, they, monitors, yeah. For the public.
One of the things that kind of surprised me was after the ballots, or I guess when the ballots were coming in, they were kept in a room. You needed an access for it. But everybody had access to it.
Yeah.
And they weren't sealed.
Well, that's the old way that it was.
Yeah, that's what I meant. The old way, they weren't sealed, and they could be brought in from the different polling stations.
Right.
And was there a positive handoff at each one?
In the old way.
In the old way.
Well, there was issues there. Clint Curtis, the new registrar, resolved those issues by tightening up the chain of custody procedures and the logging procedures and, you know, created a transparency there that was, has been applauded by the election community.
Okay. All right. Well, you had a one issue election, right?
Right.
That was good. I mean, you had just that one ballot with just one thing on it, right?
Yeah.
And that's a good way to start off as opposed to having 15 things on the ballot.
Well,
for the counting purposes.
No, that's right. And this experience has been trial by fire for me personally. I mean, the whole thing is a very intense situation when you're coming in with little to no institutional knowledge at your fingertips. So you're walking into a vacant situation as far as the registrar's office goes, what we inherited, and to have to build it while going into a special election was a particularly daunting task. But again, the end result was certification and appropriate upgrades of the system. So it was, a great experience. I think the state benefited from our experience here in Shasta, and now they're looking to the Clint Curtis model for future upgrades of their own county systems.
Well, we'll see, because Kathy Darlin Allen said that the way they counted in L.A. was not something that she trusted.
Because she's very close to Dean Logan down there.
Well, it may be, but she said there was just so many millions of votes. And that she said, you know, in her opinion, that would be a system that she didn't have a lot of faith in it.
Let me tell you
as opposed to a smaller system here.
The straight dope. The systems are the systems. When you're, whether it's a HART inner civic system, which we're using here, or the ESNS, or the Dominion, now Liberty system, they're all the same system. They're not an elegant system, and we can always do better. Los Angeles County was given $300 million to resolve this issue for the entire state of California, and they burned through the money, and in the end, they were supposed to unveil an open source code paper ballot system, and what they unveiled was just the same old, same old. So Kathy Darling is right about that.
Okay, open source. I'm glad you brought it up because I was going to bring it up.
Clint doesn't like it when I talk about it, but I have to.
Well, open source, I've been reading about this, is to get rid of all the proprietary software, like in the voting machines.
Yes.
Use open source and keep it, keep it untouched by, sense of having it in systems and everything, but use open source. Now, what do they mean by that, Mark?
They mean a software code that the public can view and that experts can view, rather than just having the oversight confined to a particular company. So in having the transparency, it creates a security environment that is preferable to what we're relegated to now, which is a secret software black box.
Well, is open source easier to hack?
No. Giving the transparency, bringing the transparency into the equation actually empowers the white hats, the people defending against the hack.
Yeah.
And you have to understand that the hackers could be in infra country hackers, or it could be nation hackers outside of country.
Yeah.
So they've got a lot of ammunition at their disposal.
And I've been reading about the open source, and it seems like that, why have just two companies, essentially?
That's correct.
count all the votes in the United States.
And by the way, to clarify why Clint prefers I not always bring open source into the conversation is because he's trying to make a statement for dealing with the realities as they exist today.
Well, no, I understand
that. And that's important, and so I respect that. But I don't respect it enough that I don't.
I think, no, but I think because if he was sitting here, that's the first question I'd ask him. What about open source? I'm hearing that this is...
So that'd irritate him. Huh? Yeah, that would irritate me. The fun thing is he wants to.
I don't care.
Yeah, I know. I'm kidding you, but he wants to make sure that for Shasta County, we're putting the systems in place that deal with the legalities. Right now, open source is not legal in California because the Secretary of State has failed to keep up her promise to the people, and now California is behind Mississippi and New Hampshire. They're running 2.0 systems, but California is relegated to these same vendors that we've always had.
Okay. Now, the elections that are coming up, we've got primaries in June, I believe. There's going to be a lot of candidates for all these offices. And then there's going to be a special election in August for Congressman LaMoffa's seat. Mm-hmm. And then the regular election in November.
Yep, three coming.
So you've got three elections rolling in here.
Yep.
So when does the information start coming out about you have to, you know, if you're, because there's still mail-in ballots.
Yep.
So, you know, when do you get your mail-in ballots, when you have to have them in, you know, all the other things, just like...
Trump didn't cancel mail-in ballots last night?
He would have liked to.
Okay.
You know, the thing about mail-in ballots, and as you know, Shasta County's been doing this for two decades. I mean, it's just the way they do it. But, you know, if you're having a mail-in ballot, and let's just say that passes, that you have to show an ID to vote.
Good.
How does that work now?
You know, it's going to get complicated, and I'm not anticipating some of these reforms coming in.
Not before we have to deal with these.
You know, the mail-in ballot issue is an interesting issue. Again, nonpartisan. There are security issues, obviously, when you hand your ballot to a third party, albeit a U.S. Postal Service person, and it's going down a road and then ending up somewhere to be counted. So I understand that. As far as the voter ID issue, another gray area, unfortunately, it's about implementation. Everybody agrees we want U.S. people voting and not outsiders voting. It's just how to get there. And historically, some of these reforms have led to disenfranchisement. And so that's the issue that is to be discussed, how to get there, how to implement these ideas that may be valid, but in their implementation they may cause, they may have.
I don't see the problem with, and as do the vast majority of this country, find a problem with showing your ID when you vote.
Well, it sounds good. I mean, just, you know, on its face. But as you know, these issues have deeper issues.
Well, no, the Democrats are trying to show it as a Jim Crow to keep people of color from voting. And people of color are very strongly behind the IDIP. Both the African-American community, black community, the Hispanic.
When you say behind it, what do you mean?
Well, they agree.
Okay.
That you should show ID.
Who told you that?
I just read it in like three different statistics.
Yeah, don't believe everything you read.
Well, I do believe it, and until you can, unless you're telling me that people of color are not able to get ID, is that what you're saying?
Well, that would be the argument. Is that it's difficult?
It's a specious argument.
Yeah. It may be, but I think historically there is some gravity attached to it. So maybe it doesn't exist today. That's not my hill to die on. The one thing I know about elections is if you're going to use software, use the good stuff. Don't use what the vendors are selling you.
Well, okay. I think we all agree with
that. And use a good paper ballot. Preferably, in my opinion, not hand-marked, but rather machine-dispensed. But that's another conversation that we can all have.
Okay. But we'll get Clint on.
Yeah.
And because he's running, I guess, in the elections and the primaries. And
is he running for something?
I think he's running.
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that.
Oh, I heard he was electioneering the other day.
Oh, no. I would doubt it. He's a smart guy.
Okay. Brent Turner, assistant registrar of voters and heavy metal band guy. We need to take a break for the news. And when we come back, Shasta County District Attorney will join us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Notable for its length, President Trump's epic State of the Union speech last night ran almost 2 hours, a record. Declaring the State of the Union strong, Mr. Trump doubled down on his tariff and immigration policy.
Just days after the Supreme Court struck down his global tariffs, the president said he will continue with tariffs through other regulations and that the tariffs will
substantially replace the modern-day system of income tax.
With justices sitting a few feet away, he described their ruling as unfortunate. The president also defended his administration's efforts to deport undocumented immigrants, and he announced Vice President Vance will lead a new effort called the War on Fraud. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And there were some patriotic feel-good moments with the Olympic champion U.S. men's hockey team on hand and medals presented to military members and veterans. Democrat response to the president's address.
Americans deserve to know that their leaders are focused on addressing the problems that keep them up at night.
Virginia's newly elected Governor Abigail Spanberger asking, is the president working to make life more affordable for you, your family? Democrats not the only ones reacting to the speech.
I think it was a good night for the president. It was certainly a celebration of all that is good for America and what America has meant. I thought it was a great, great night for the president.
Family Research Council President Tony Perkins giving President Trump high marks for his address. Adding insult to injury in the Northeast, bit more snow fell across parts of the region overnight, generally 1 to 3 inches on top of all that snow the blizzard left behind earlier this week. Watching Wall Street, stocks are higher. The Dow is trading up about 104 points. The Nasdaq ahead 221 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. A lot of us are thinking about taxes, home projects we've been putting off, ways to get ahead financially in 2026. Now's the perfect time to talk to my friends at Fellowship Home Loans. If you want to lower your mortgage payment, they can help you refinance. If you need access to cash for home improvements or to wipe out high interest debt, their fixed rate line of credit is one of the best tools out there. Fast approval, predictable rate, and flexibility to use your home's equity wisely. Remember, many people still qualify to skip their next 2 mortgage payments. Imagine starting big projects or paying down debt with 2 months of breathing room. My family and I have used Fellowship personally. I trust these guys. Take control of 2026. Go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG. fellowshiphomeloans.com/MikeG or call 800-510-MIKE. That's 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans. Mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers. DBA Fellowship Home Loans. Equal housing under NMLS number 819382.
Defense Secretary Hegseth is threatening Anthropic with the loss of a lucrative Pentagon contract if it denies the military broader access to its artificial intelligence technology.
Anthropic CEO Dario Amodei believes the more capable and autonomous AI becomes, the greater the potential for its misuse. He's repeatedly called for its regulation, and the company's focus has been on developing systems that won't cause harm. Anthropic was awarded a $200 million national security contract last July, but tensions have arisen over its refusal to lift restrictions, preventing its technology from being used to carry out domestic surveillance or to target weapons on the battlefield.
The BBC's David Willis. Visiting China, German Chancellor Friedrich Merz calling for deepening ties between Germany and China while pushing for fairer trade rules. News and analysis, townhall.com. Facebook owner Meta Platforms about to make a big investment in AI hardware.
Meta says it will buy artificial intelligence chips from Advanced Micro Devices. The deal also gives Meta the opportunity to buy an up to 10% stake in the company. Meta will buy AMD's latest chips, the MI450, to help power data centers. AI buildouts are quantified in terms of gigawatts, the focus being on how much energy the hardware involved can consume. The new standard for high-level computation, the Meta-AMD deal, could be worth up to $100 billion. Bob Agner reporting.
The American consumer's confidence in the U.S. economy has improved a slight bit this month after plunging in January. The Conference Board says its closely watched Consumer Confidence Index rose to 91.2 in February, that from an upwardly revised reading of 89 last month. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio at Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. Yeah, you can listen to us. We are streaming at KCNRradio.com. KCNRradio.com, and it takes you to our webpage, and you can see all of our sponsors there. And if you click on them, you're looking for something, and click on them, it takes you right to their website. Also, you can see all of our archives, listen to all of our archives that way, too. Just find the show you want to listen to and click on it. Ben's here. Ben.
Good morning.
Good morning. Anything new since the last time we talked?
No.
Is it still?
Still National Clam Chowder Day.
Okay.
National Chocolate Covered Nut Day also.
National Covered Nut Day.
Chocolate and nuts.
Okay. The weather is starting to clear up a little bit, my friends. It's still going to be getting some rain. But today, just mostly cloudy. High near 65, low around 47. And then Thursday, starts off cloudy, but then it's going to be mostly sunny with a high near 70. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 74. Saturday, it looks like rain's coming back again. Chance of precipitation is 40%, which means there's a 60% chance it doesn't. So, Sunday, a chance of rain, but Monday, mostly clear with, Monday night, and Tuesday, sunny with a high near 72. So maybe it's starting to clear off here. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson. Family owned business, been in the business for 30 years. The Kenny family's got their third generation is working in the business. They have, given outstanding customer support. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They've got other payment plans. They want to make sure you're taken care of. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business, Shasta Gas Propane, and you can reach them at 530-365-3793. Our guest today is Stephanie Bridget, who is the Shasta County District Attorney. What do you want me to do? Is it two?
Yeah, good morning. Turn the volume down just a little bit.
Which one do you want? Blue?
Blue.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
It's really high.
How about that one?
Much better.
Much better?
Yeah.
I don't know who comes in here and does that.
Yeah. I put them on, and I was like, whoa, I can't keep these on.
Okay. I want to know is if the I'm trying to find the exact thing here. It came from Assemblywoman Heather Hadwick. And what it was is the state of California is introducing Senate Bill 1305, studying the reintroduction of grizzly bears back to California. with all the things that are going on and California's broke and all these things, and they're taking a good look at how we can reintroduce grizzly bears. I want to know is, could the county of Shasta do a class action against the state of California for doing something like that?
I personally don't think that's a thing, but... What? In the world of criminal law, we do not do class actions.
Then is there a way to sue the state of California for the wolf depredations? I mean, that could be a class action suit. You're hurting the economy of our county. Yeah. You're not taking proper steps. It's malfeasance in office, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And Stephanie's going, just stop, Carl.
Stick with criminal law, please.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, that's not criminal? It is criminal what they're doing, in my opinion. Whoa. Okay. Good morning.
It's a common saying people like to say. It's criminal. And I get the saying, but it doesn't necessarily equate to legally criminal.
It's criminal if you come across the border without papers, illegally. That's a criminal. If you overstay your visa, that's a civil one. And that's what everybody keeps pointing at.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's all federal. So, yeah.
So it's a criminal I come across, and it's a civil act if you stay over your allotted time. It's a mess. Did you watch the State of the Union last night?
I did not.
You know what? No. I'm going to take a poll. I think, too bad I don't have a Survey Monkey on our website. We should put one on there. Mm. And it says, how many of you are going to listen to the State of the Union? Mm. And then it says, how many of you listened to the State of the Union? Mm. A new record. Mm. 1 hour and 48 minutes.
Yeah, I did. I mean, I read articles about it last night, but I didn't sit and watch it.
Yeah. And you could watch excerpts and all that.
Sure.
I really liked it that they brought the American hockey team in, the men's, gold. Yeah. The women's had been invited too, but they'd been home a week or so, and they were all scattered. But,
that's amazing.
That's the only time, maybe the only time, that the whole assemblage stood up. You know, after that, it was like...
Hard not to for a gold medal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, those young men. And I picture the gold, the team.
But was it last year they didn't stand, or some people didn't stand for the boy that had cancer?
The boy that had cancer, they didn't stand
for
him.
Gold medal.
That was just rude. And anyway, okay, let's move past that. That's chicken stuff there, because we're getting to the heavy stuff right here in Shasta County. And so good morning.
Good morning.
And what I'm going to do is, after all that, I'm going to take an early break.
Because
I want to talk about the mental health that you're in.
Mental health diversion. Yeah.
The diversion program and the concerns that we should have with it. All right. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, proud to be the only hospital in Redding to earn 4 consecutive A grades from the Leapfrog Group for Patient Safety. It's a national standard of excellence and recognition of quality care that they deliver every day. Patient safety, quality care, health care you can count on. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And we'll be right back.
Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California, not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Redding, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Premier Oil Changes.
Premier Oil Changes celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at PremierOilChange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro location.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
North State Park's annual Celebration of North State Wine is back with another panel of fine wine with award-winning wines served by the North State's best wineries being held at the newly remodeled Holiday Inn with fine appetizers by their new chef. 20's theme is accented by Ladybot and the Bluebirds on stage. 20's attire is suggested. This event sells out every year, so don't miss the fun. Saturday night, March 7th at the Holiday Inn. Tickets can be purchased at pcpark.org.
This February,
share the love and win big
at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Play our $35,000 Share the Love Swipe to Win promotion.
Win free slot play or cash.
It's simple. Spin the wheels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily.
Every 200 points gets you in and
drawings for free slot play Thursdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Final drawing February 26th,
where five winners every half hour will take home up to $2,500.
Fall in love with winning.
And find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peace. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Heart disease is the number one cause of death for women, claiming more lives than all cancers combined. This February, during Heart Month, Shasta Regional Medical Center encourages you to listen to your heart. Heart attack symptoms in women aren't always dramatic. They can be subtle: shortness of breath, nausea, unusual fatigue, or pain in the jaw or back. If something feels off, don't wait. At Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only accredited chest pain center in our community, we're here for you and your heart. Your health matters. Your heart matters. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
What does comfort mean to you? At Alliance Heating and Air, we understand your HVAC system is the most important system in your home, affecting everything from air quality to temperature control. That's why everybody calls us, delivering perfect comfort. Invest in year-round comfort with an Alliance tune-up for just $99. Plus, we offer comprehensive maintenance plans starting at $15.95 per month. Remember, everybody calls us at 22-12-642.
Everybody calls us.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Have I done Four Winds Jewelry yet, Ben?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in town, the only place that Linda shops, and she's very discerning when it comes to jewelry. They have a fabulous selection of jewelry at very, very fair prices. This is a long-time business in Reading, over 30 years. They've got the, when I say only full service, they've got watch repair, jewelry design, stone cutting, you name it. It will change the battery in your watch in 5 minutes and doesn't cost you much at all. Full Winds Jewelry, voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And I'm here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. During the break, we were talking about the mental diversion program. Did I get that name right? No.
Mental health diversion.
Mental health diversion, because I have mental diversion all the time. But mental health diversion is a different thing.
Yeah.
So what is it?
So it passed in 2019. It's been modified since then. But basically, it can apply to felonies and misdemeanors. Felonies, there are some crimes, very, very few, that are excluded from the ability of getting mental health diversion, such as murder and rape. But basically, if a person has a mental health diagnosis and they can show that to the court, that they have a mental health diagnosis and that diagnosis was a significant factor in the commission of the crime that they are charged with, it was related to it, it caused it, it was a contributing factor to that crime, then they are eligible for mental health diversion. And the only way us as prosecutors can overcome that is we have to prove that the diagnosis is not connected to the crime. And we gotta, you know, that's can be pretty hard, based especially with the way the statute is written. It's almost a complete presumption that they're going to get it. or if we can prove that they're too dangerous, basically we can't ensure the public safety, you know, they're an unreasonable risk of danger to the community. So what's happening is people are getting mental health diversion for very serious crimes, and they are put into treatment for a 2-year period. Their cases stop, the criminal process stops, and at the end of those 2 years, if they have done everything that they were told to do during that 2-year period, they're going to get their case dismissed and their record sealed. And this is crimes that we've seen it played out here in Shasta County with stuff that have been very, very serious. Stalking cases, very mm-hmm. serious stalking cases, attempted murder cases, child abuse, domestic violence.
But they've ended up in the mental health diversion.
Mental health diversion. And
is this a good plan?
And have, you know, we have so many examples where it's not, and I think mm-hmm. it had good intentions, and it can be good in some cases, but the problem is with a lot of these laws, when they are enacted, they're enacted by people who aren't in the courtroom. They're not they don't have enough information of how the decisions and how they're writing it is going to functionally play out in the courtroom. So it's written in a way that is overly broad. So if it had been tailored properly with the right parameters, then it could be a good thing. But the way we're seeing it play out is we get these all the time, weekly, multiple per week, quite frequently. And it's just become a new thing that we are.
Do you have to put them into that?
Well, it's up to the judge.
The judge
makes the decision.
Okay.
And like I said, the way that the statute is written, the judge doesn't have a lot of ability to just say no. I mean, they have to follow it. There's presumption in there, and if they've got the diagnosis and it's connected to the crime, they're going to get it unless we can overcome that burden and prove that they shouldn't or they're unreasonable risk. So we're seeing a lot of people end up getting this
diversion instead of going to trial.
And who are very, very serious cases.
So what happens after the 2 years that they, okay, well, you already said that their case is sealed and
it's dismissed. It's like it never happened. Yeah.
So say somebody beats up his girlfriend and it's because he's bipolar, or that's what... Mm-hmm. That's what the shrink says. Well, he's bipolar, and, yeah, he beat up his girlfriend, and it's not the first time, but he's been bipolar, blah, blah, blah. So he comes in for the diversion program. He gets it 2 years later. Now, he's got to go through everything in the program. And if he misses out, what happens?
It's not – and so that's the thing is it's not this structured program. They find out – it's not like Shasta County has a structured mental health diversion program that all these people go through. It's really kind of like we're dealing with other like Prop 36, where there isn't a structure, and it's part of the defect of how this was laid out, is there isn't the funding, there isn't the structured program, so they're going to go and they're going to, you know, go to their provider and they're going to find out, okay, this, and they're going to present to the court what they want, what they're going to do. You know, I've got this program that I'm going to enroll myself in. I've got, and I'm going to do this. And so they lay out the plan of what they're going to do. And if it seems acceptable that it's going to address the mental health issues, then they get to do it.
And if they don't, like they, yeah, stop going to whatever their counseling and all that, then all bets are off.
Well, you can, but that there's nothing also written really in the statute that says, and you have to give a 2-month update and a 5-month update and all. Well, it's very loosey goosey. The courts definitely do in some of the cases, especially the more serious cases.
Yeah, I want to see every month that you're doing this. And so after 2 years, after mm-hmm. a very serious case. Mm-hmm. Does that include sexual assault? Not rape, but just sexual assault?
If you're required to register pursuant to 290, then it would be something that would be excluded.
Okay.
So we've got that. We've got murder, voluntary manslaughter, but that's it. And so, like I said, we've had very, very serious cases.
Armed robbery.
Yeah, all of those. We had a child abuse case involving strangulation, and they were availed of mental health diversion, and we're able to get that wiped
clean.
So
then for 2 years, they keep their nose clean, mm-hmm. and then they walk. And but in the meantime, they're living out here in society. They are.
Now, and the only way we would have to prove that they are an unreasonable risk to society for that to not happen. And so it can be a high burden to prove.
Wow, I didn't know about this.
Yeah.
Thanks for making my Wednesday better.
Well, yesterday a new bill was introduced, and it is a bipartisan, so it's not just being introduced, you know, by the Republicans or just by any side. And basically what it is going to do is it's going to try to not eliminate mental health diversion, because like I said, had it been written, it was written with good intentions, and if it had been written with the correct parameters, it can do really good things for some people.
Yes.
But
I agree with that, you know, because they are having problems.
Right.
But it's got to be in a structure.
When it's too broad and the presumptions are too high, then we have what we've seen here in Shasta County. I mean, we had a very high dollar fraud case, over $300,000 being stolen, and they just got mental health diversion.
Wait a minute.
Completely wiped clear.
What was their mental health problem? I can't stop myself from stealing money.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what it is. I must spend. If I must spend, I must get the money. So I'm stealing the money. This is obviously a mental defect.
Well, and currently, too, if a person has prior strikes, they've got prior felonies, they're qualified. They're qualified for it still.
So they've been arrested 3 times for the same thing, so then they go to this, and it gets wiped clean.
Right. So the new law...
I don't like this, Stephanie.
I know.
I never even knew about
this. I never...
And while it may be really good for some people...
For sure.
...that, you know, and the judge puts the parameters on it, and they get the help, and then they start walking, you know, the civilized life... Okay, but how many of these are you seeing that
weekly?
Know?
We see them. We get these motions are happening all the time.
Motions happen, but
and they're granted.
And how long have they been going on?
This passed in 2019.
Okay, so you're seeing these all the time, the diversion request, but then the judge can decide on it, but he's kind of like handcuffed in there. Mm-hmm. So they do the 2 years. Are you keeping tally on how many times are they arrested again? Are they doing the same stuff?
That would be something that we'd love to do. We are in the process of trying to get a better tracking systems. In 2019, we were still on our old 40-year-old green screen system. So
floppy disk.
Yeah, in very end of 2021, and then we rolled it out all through 2022. We got our new case management system.
Okay.
So we're getting to the point where we can track stuff better.
It seems to me I go to ChatGPT mm-hmm. and say, because they're in there, and say, here, look at for everybody that was, you know, in the mental health diversion, mm-hmm. have they been arrested, you know, since then?
I don't know if I'd rely on ChatGPT for
would
that.
Would have to show, but you know, like, well, yeah. But you use AI, and
sure.
But you make rightly so, you make them show where they found the stuff, mm-hmm. and which is the only way really to do it.
Yeah,
so they don't make stuff up.
So you can go to the source. So yeah. if you're not dealing with a, what do they call it, a hallucination.
Do you just feel gut-wise that...
Well, that's
that
how
you're seeing, they're getting this two-year diversion, they're getting a get-out-of-jail-free card, but then you see them again.
Absolutely. And it's a continuing eroding of the criminal justice system for victims. At the end of the day, it's the victims that are impacted in such a big way.
Yeah.
They're not getting justice.
You get somebody that's been stalking you, and it's scary stalking stuff.
Right.
And then he's arrested. He didn't go to jail. He's out in town.
Right.
And after 2 years, he goes scary stalking again.
I know.
Anyway. Okay, we got to take a break. I don't like this program, the way it's written. I want it changed. So,
well, we'll talk about the change after the break.
Okay. Plus, there's some good news also. This portion of the show is where I was at yesterday, Cypress Square Barbershop. That's right. Right off Athens Avenue, it's founded in 1960, been in that same little spot since 1967. Got another great haircut there. I made an appointment, and I make them, and this is what I do. I call them at 530-244-9478. Though I could use Booksy, and Booksy is quick, and you know, it's, and you can make it, and that works great, and it sends you messages and when it's time. The reason I like to call in is it's the human thing. We're getting so far away from talking to people. So I've got a chance to talk to somebody to make the appointment. I'll do that every time. I tried Booksy. Yeah, it works. But there's something about talking to Tim or Logan and getting it written down and chit-chatting for a minute or two. I don't know. It kind of, it's to me, it's more real. But here's the other real thing. You're not going to get a bad haircut there. It's a great barbershop. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, and I love that. It's open Monday through Friday, and it's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. And we'll be right back.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 27th Annual Redding Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is set for Saturday, March 14th at the Senior Citizen Center at 2290 Benton Drive. Doors open at 4:30 p.m., dinner at 6:30. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you'd like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350 or online at nwtf.org/event.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Your next outdoor adventure starts this weekend at the Crown Motors Boat Sport and RV Show. Shop low show prices and see the KRCR Wild Eagle Encounter. Enter the photo contest with thousands in prizes, the Great Maine Lobster Hunt, and so much more. With kids activities, guides, lodges, and demos all at Shasta District Fairgrounds in Anderson. Lots of RVs, ATVs, trailers, boats, and more at the NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show this weekend. Get your $2 off coupon at Grange Co-op in Redding and enjoy free Senior Friday courtesy of Rain Rock Casino.
Please join us for a fundraising dinner in support of Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas.
For tickets, call Patrick at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. This event, Saturday, February 28th at the Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street, and thank you for your support.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. My focus is to help people feel better, look better, and take control of their health with a simple, life-changing plan. It starts with smarter eating choices and adding the right amount of protein to support gut health and reduce inflammation. You'll also receive weekly accountability coaching, a free guide, and a complimentary consultation with me, Dr. Maria Salas. Ready to feel your best? Call or text 530-227-3984.
Open now at Turtle Bay Museum, Thomas D. Mangelson, A Life in the Wild, featuring 40 of the legendary wildlife photographer's most powerful images captured in the wild. These iconic once-in-a-lifetime moments include polar bears dancing on Arctic ice, a salmon leaping straight into the jaws of a massive brown bear, landscapes from all seven continents, and much more. The A Life in the Wild tour is produced by David J. Wagner, LLC, and is on display at Turtle Bay Museum now through May 3rd. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You can go to kcnrradio.com to get to our website, and you can listen to us all over the world as we stream. Today, the 25th of February, 8:36 in the morning. The weather is just going to be off and on until next week, where it looks like it's going to start clearing up, but rain and sunny days and highs up in the 72, 73 region. And we'll hit that again later. But I'm here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. We were talking about this mental health diversion bill that was passed back in 2019, but it's so nebulous at times. You're turning people loose after 2 years of serious crimes, mm-hmm. sealing their information and cases dismissed. But there's another bill that's going to try and rectify this.
Yeah, so yesterday, I believe it was yesterday, was the launch of the new bill, SB 1373. It's a bipartisan bill that specifically goes towards mental health diversion that would expand the list of class of crimes that it would apply to. So it would add to that list we discussed earlier, it would add attempted murder, it would add kidnapping, it would add human trafficking, severe domestic violence. So it's adding crimes that really probably should have been in there from the beginning to the list of crimes where you just aren't eligible.
Are not eligible. I thought you were going to say those are now eligible.
I was
levitating off
my
chair.
I was like, your brow was furrowing. I'm like, this is a good thing, Carl.
Okay, I get it now. So what they're doing is taking these off the list.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
Okay. So
deep breath into your nose, out to your mouth. Okay.
They're adding them to the list of crimes that would be excluded from being able to seek mental health diversion.
All right.
And then it also addresses the prior convictions. So it's going to say if a person has a prior strike or two prior felonies, it's going to add those as exclusionary items as well. So if you have a person who's got a violent criminal past and they already have these convictions, then they're not going to be eligible for mental health diversion.
Now, let me ask this. You all DAs talk all the time, right?
Sure.
I mean, all over the state, mm-hmm. whether it's San Francisco DAs or, Siskiyou County DAs. Was there a feeling among the DAs that you've talked to, and maybe y'all have meetings, I know y'all have meetings too, that we needed to do something about the diversion, that everybody across the board, bipartisan, said, oh no, we've got to limit this?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like in our meetings that we've had, there's just been example after example from all the different counties where this has come up, and it's been something that has just gone tremendous. Contrary to public safety, contrary to our, you know, victims' rights and being able to hold people liable and them get some closure.
So this is a bipartisan bill. Mm-hmm. So you think it's got a good chance?
I would think that it does.
Okay.
Because if the more of this that is exposed and people kind of find out more, they're going to be like, no, this is something that should pass.
Yeah, my head almost exploded when you were reading this, and I thought, what's a new bill? And blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, huh? You know, I was, thank you. And thank you for the legislators. You don't hear me say this a lot. Thank you for the legislators that actually listened to the people on this one and the DAs and said, yeah, we got to restrict this.
Yeah.
Now, I can't wait to see what happens.
Yeah, for sure. Well, one other thing that it would do is it would give judges more discretion, too. And I think that's an important. So it increases the list, but it also gives them more discretion on all the other crimes to say, you know what, this is not going to be the situation where I'm going to grant it. Because like I said, the way it's currently written, they have very little discretion on when they're able to deny it because it's written so strictly. So they're going to be able to look at the risk to the community and community public safety with a lower standard than an unreasonable risk, and you can't ensure public safety. So that's going to be a very aspect of it as well.
I want to be a judge. Do I have to have a law degree and that kind of stuff?
You have to have been an attorney for 10 years. So you got a little ways.
Okay.
You've got to become an attorney first.
I would love to be a judge. DAs would love me. You know, defense attorneys
wouldn't like
you. Because you see it in the TV show, oh, we got bought. Oh, no, he's a strict constitutionalist. Oh, he doesn't like criminals. I want to be the one that they try to get out of my courtroom.
They would be using their right to disqualify you as much as they possibly could.
I am a good guy. Speaking of which, jury duty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everybody seems to get these jury duty notices. My wife's had three. I've had one. Why is that?
It's supposed to be all random, but I can tell you since I moved here 23 years ago, I think it is, 23 years, I believe I've only been summoned once also.
Yeah, and then...
Once locally and maybe twice.
Not once did I even make it to the courthouse.
Yeah.
I didn't even make it to the courthouse because my number was so high. And I'm sitting there thinking, I'd like to be on a jury. Can you volunteer to be on juries?
You can, if you're in the pool, you can just go in. I mean, I know.
I'm in the pool, obviously, because I'm, a registered voter.
No, I mean, if you get summoned and you're in group 10, and only groups 1 through 3 got called because they have such a high failure to appear for jury service, you just go in. And, hey, I got this group, but I'm here. If you need them, you can go in.
You told me
that's what I've always been told.
You told me that I'd probably be disqualified.
Well, you'd probably be. Someone would say, nope, sorry, we don't want you.
Gosh, burden to my soul.
Yeah, but, there's times I kick off people who probably think that they would be great jurors for prosecution. There's all kinds of reasons when we're picking a jury.
Well, wouldn't it be prosecution? I really, truly believe I could do a fair job of listening because I do question things and I'm logical. And so, it's got to make sense to me.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't make sense, you must acquit or something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure I would never be picked for a criminal trial, but I think I could be very fair and objective. I've seen both sides for my whole career.
But,
so.
You said my relationship with a lot of law enforcement and you.
Right.
In the sense, we're friends. And
also the media part.
In the media part.
They think, as soon as I'm done, you're going to go on the radio and tell everybody everything that happened. And
I don't have a chance.
And that might be more of the issue, actually.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Regardless of which side you would fall on.
Yeah. I'd like to do it. Maybe after we, retire from this.
Yeah.
I don't want to do the grand jury.
Yeah.
And they're looking right now, people for the grand jury.
Yeah.
And I just don't have the time for that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're here with Stephanie Bridget, and we're just chit-chatting now. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to more substantive things.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
As a thank you for your outstanding service, Wind River Resort and Casino would like to honor you with our Military Monday promotion. Join us every Monday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. to receive your dining discounts and free slot play. Active or retired military members can present their military ID at the River Club to be entered into this weekly promotion. For more details, download the Wind River app or visit windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, former chairman of the Board of Supervisors, inviting you to join me for a fundraising dinner to support Clint Curtis for County Clerk. Saturday, February 28th, Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Live auction, drawing, games, and a great barbecue dinner catered by Rockin' Peas. For tickets, call me at 530-222-3223. Clint Curtis for County Clerk is the only Republican in this race, and he needs your support now. Clint Curtis, fundraising dinner, February 28th at the Anderson VFW. Paid for by Clint Curtis for County Clerk 2026.
Looking for a great way to spend your Sunday? Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and indulge in our Sunday brunch. Available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. End your weekend with us and get this all-you-can-eat brunch for $45 with a River Club card or $55 without. Kids under 10 for just $15. Gather your friends and family and enjoy our wide variety of specialty entrees, perfect for a relaxing Sunday morning or afternoon. For menu or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life. Warm up with our made-from-scratch soups and signature family sauces, crafted from cherished recipes passed down through generations. Watch the magic happen when we hand-toss every pizza to order, then bake it to perfection. Crispy, cheesy, and made with love. Let the little ones explore our brand-new adventure room with bounce houses, arcade games, and even a make-your-own pizza table where the kids can make their own pizza. Charlie's Tap House in Anderson, where tradition, taste, and togetherness come to life.
Planning a wedding? Celebrate the moment with a free dinner for two at Odell Craft Barbecue. With our slow-smoked brisket that melts in your mouth, even Texans say it's some of the best they've ever had. We cater events and weddings of all sizes, from intimate gatherings to receptions of 1,000 guests. We make delicious food and great service, so you can stay present with the people who matter. Odell Craft Barbecue, real wood, real fire, real flavor. Book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com. Again, book your free tasting at ReddingBarbecue.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Okay, where did we hear that song? Oh, yeah, it was in the United States men's hockey room, dressing room after the gold medal win they had on Sunday. They were singing Toby Keith's Proud to Be an American.
They must have been listening to your show, you know, every week.
Every week it's on because, you know, go to KCNRradio.com and you can be at the Olympics and listen to our show. There you go. Hey, our guest today is Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA, and it just seems like, well, you've been sending out, Brianna, your mm-hmm. PA there has been sending out the results of cases, and it seems like for the last few months, y'all are dropping the hammer on some bad people, it also shows the ones, and this has been in the news lately, where that guy attacked his ex-girlfriend's boyfriend, broke both of his arms with a metal pole, then came back the next day puts a gun against his head and ends up shooting him in the shoulder.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully we got him locked away.
Yeah. He's in custody. Bail's been set. As far as I know, he has not posted bail.
Oh, 500,000.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've got some very serious cases all the time. And, you know, we've got a team in the DA's office who work super hard, very proud of all the work that they do. But they, you know, from homicide to the type of cases you were just talking about, sexual assault, there's no shortage of cases for the prosecutors in the office and the support staff and everybody who's working so hard.
Everybody needs to hear this. How many cases are filed with your office every year? I mean, approximately within, I know it's thousands.
Thousands of cases, yeah. It's going to vary.
It's not like 2,000.
No, it's like 6,000 to 10,000. It's going to depend on the year. It's going to depend on all kinds of factors. But,
and then, so you take, say you get 6,000, say the low number.
Sure.
That doesn't count the ones from the years before either that you're still working on, because some of these homicides, I mean, these trials are still going on from 2 years ago.
Every class of crime we previous years.
So then, and your number of attorneys, and people, please listen to this. Mm-hmm. The number of district attorneys that Shasta County has, if you compare it to another county of the same size, like in this was...
same crime rate.
Same crime rate, same size. And it's the one down in where Cal Poly is,
I think. Yeah, there's three or four of them that I found that were very similar to us as far as the amount of crime and everything.
Right. Had double.
Yep.
Listen to this. Double the number of prosecutors and double the number of support staff, which is just as important.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Just as important, 100%. Yeah. We only have allocated to our office 28 total attorneys. That includes myself and my chief deputies to handle all the cases. And unfortunately, we've had currently we have 5 vacancies, and we've had 5-plus vacancies for a very long time. We'll get someone hired, and then, you know, before we can get another person hired, we have someone who leaves and goes to the civil world or goes to another office.
Mm-hmm.
So we have not been able to make headway on that. So we're really actually operating with about 23 prosecutors, which is less than half.
Yeah, when you're working 60 hours a week, mm-hmm. and you can go to another DA's office in another county and get paid more,
yeah,
and you're working 40 hours a week.
You have like double the staff supporting you. You have double colleagues handling
things. No matter how good leadership is and your morale, your wife and kids want to see you on the weekends.
Yeah, it is because you say 60 hours a week. Yeah, a lot of them are working way more than that.
Yeah.
They're working the weekend. They're going on vacation and taking stuff with them that they're working on while they're on vacation. And you know, because they're committed to what they do. We have great people in the office who really, you know, are committed to the mission, are committed to protecting victims, and that's why they're doing it. But also, like you pointed out, the on the other side of that is your family, and you want to see your family.
Say I had a law degree.
Right.
As scary as that is. If I applied... I just came out, got my, you know, passed my bar exams.
Sure.
Can I come down and apply?
You sure can.
And you probably
will. I'll hire you, Carl.
In a second.
There you go.
Well, I'm starting my online law degree.
Start your degree. Get you in. You'll be right there in misdemeanor court learning the ropes.
Misdemeanor court.
Yeah.
I want to be like the guy in night court. I want to be the magistrate at night court.
Night court.
Hey,
I used to watch that back in the day.
You know
what?
It was
great.
Hilarious mm-hmm. because I couldn't figure out, you know, is this based on any type of reality?
Yeah. Well, I think they sign away their waivers and they're not really following the real rules of evidence or anything. It's a TV show.
I was talking about the comedy, but Judge Judy, who made, by the way, mm-hmm. hundreds of millions of dollars off that show.
Yeah.
She is an extremely mm-hmm. wealthy woman now.
Yeah.
Built this show, and it's been going on forever. But I guess that's what they do. They don't always use, mm-hmm. since they have no lawyers with them.
Right.
They must sign away things.
Yeah,
But at the end, they know, even if they lose, whatever the other person's bringing against them, that gets paid.
Right.
So it doesn't cost them anything. Good.
It's good entertainment. It's good entertainment. But it's not reality. And sometimes people watch that and think that that is what it must really be like in court, and it's really not.
Well, we had a, it was one of the things that y'all sent out, because you send out, I get it weekly.
Yeah.
And of cases that have been settled and all this. In this case, a lawyer was found, and the reason I'm bringing on saying it's a lawyer, because another question, two felony charges by the Shasta County jury, which include driving under the influence of alcohol and causing serious injury to another.
Mm-hmm.
And because there had been another one within 10 years of that, they have special allegations that she was found guilty on. I'm not mentioning names. Well, can she lose her license to practice with felonies like this?
Yeah. The state bar will do an investigation into that to make that ultimate decision.
Do they usually lose or not?
I don't know if I could answer whether they usually do, because I haven't really looked at those investigations and how they're
resolved. But this isn't like
resolved.
Stealing funds or things like that.
Right. There's not a level of like fraud or anything where you're like intentionally trying to defraud someone or steal or even intentionally trying to hurt somebody. So
maybe she should have tried the mental health diversion.
They definitely look at, you know, those factors and whether, you know, alcohol and all that can be a factor. And they say, well, you know.
It's been in the, I'm not mentioning names or anything, but it's been in the social media a lot. So it's, and that was when somebody said that this, you know, this is going to happen. And I said, I don't know if it's going to happen, but it could.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw where you couldn't start one case because no courtrooms.
That definitely still happens occasionally. It's frustrating, but it's the culmination of what we were talking about, the fact that we don't have enough attorneys. Our local court doesn't have enough judges. We did just get our two judges appointed. One of them, I believe, was just sworn in and started a week or so ago.
I just saw him.
Uh-huh. And then the other one
guy's got good hair.
Yeah.
If I remember right. It looks like it goes down to his waist.
One that hasn't started yet. Yeah.
Yeah. But that was another one. That was kind of a surprise, wasn't it? Because Newsom usually takes months or whatever.
I think he's going to fill all of the vacancies before he finishes his term. So I think he's trying to get them all filled.
Yeah.
But even with those two being put in place, we're still down. I think we could use like four more judges, but I think technically based on the equation that's used statewide, we should have two more than we currently have.
Mm-hmm.
But that would make a huge difference when you have, you know, one case that had to be dismissed and refiled. Well, you know, one more judge could have remedied that. So that can be very frustrating when we're completely ready, witnesses are served, everything's done, and there aren't a courtroom available.
Doesn't have to be.
It starts over.
What I mean, can you put it and say, "Come in here, hey Carl, can we use your back room?"
Well,
you can't do that.
No.
I mean, it's got to be. Does it have to have special things in the courtroom?
Yeah. Well, it has to be. There has to be a position available. Like, it's hard to explain, but let's say that we have, I think, 12 judges, maybe it's 13,
right.
That's there, and one would have to be like on vacation, so a sitting judge could use their assignment.
Okay.
So we can't like bring in five extra on top of our 12 or 13.
But could you use a courtrooms are set up a certain way, obviously. Could you use like a big meeting room?
Location-wise?
Location, that's what I'm talking about, location-wise.
Yeah, no, location, you can change the location.
You can make it anywhere.
Yeah, if you had to have use a school gymnasium because you have to have that many people, you could. Location isn't going to be an issue.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
Court security and everything might not like to change their location, but.
Yeah, but I'd say in probably the vast numbers of court security, you don't have a problem anyway, and you can still bring your marshals in. It just seems like, okay, we don't have this courtroom. But we sure as heck have this large meeting room that we could do or at least start it. I mean,
yeah,
that's just me.
Comes down to the judicial assignments, and we've got assignments for all of our courtrooms. So unless we had more judges assigned than we have courtrooms available, that scenario wouldn't play out. We would potentially have to go somewhere else. Let's say if you had, you know, three or four defendants and each one gets their own set of 12 jurors,
because
that can happen. In certain circumstances, and you try the case once, but there's like three separate jury panels. Sometimes you have to go to a different location to do that trial. But what we're talking about isn't gonna isn't going to happen because we have courtrooms for each of our judges that we have assigned here.
Well,
we
how come they said the courtroom wasn't available then?
It's not the physical courtroom. It's a judge and courtroom. They're like a package. There wasn't a judge available to hear it. Because we don't have enough judges.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. It doesn't mean they walk free.
In some cases, it does.
Yes, it does.
Misdemeanors, yes. If we don't get a courtroom, dismissed and gone. Felonies, it has to be dismissed. It'll be dismissed by the judge, but we immediately refile the case, and everything starts up back to the original beginning. And if we get to that point a second time, and it's already been dismissed once, and there isn't a courtroom again, that dismissal is final.
Wow.
Final, final. Even if it's a felony.
Even if it's a homicide. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, homicide, sometimes you can a third time.
Okay.
But something serious.
Yeah. Yeah.
You've got an armed robbery or something like that, and you're on your second go. And again, there's no courtroom because, you know, trials take a long time. Yeah. Homicide cases take months. They take up a courtroom for months, like the actual trial.
Oh, yeah, the trial.
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me. It just choked me up. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thanks for having me.
Oh. Once a month on the last Wednesday, we have Stephanie Bridget, and we catch up on a lot of stuff. Hey, tomorrow we've got Joanna Franceschet, who is running for county clerk. Office of registrar will be our guest at 8 o'clock, and we have Elizabeth Schroeder from One Safe Place at 7. So join us tomorrow. It's going to be an interesting morning. Have a great day. Be careful out there, and God bless America.
Won't be turned around, and I'll keep this world from dragging me down.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.